Blog Talk Radio.
Begins to be born. He may jot down a short note about it. A special set of muscles in his
brain holds the ideas behind it, maybe for a week, a month, years, before he writes it out in a paragraph. Then one day, people here and abroad read it with a startled sense of recognition that this is original, profound, and simple. Some people call it genius. One day this summer, we had a talk.
You know, Mr. Hoffer, I've always wondered why you kept on as a laborer after you became a very successful and established writer in this country.
Well, I never became a successful writer. I could never earn my living writing. And I'm not a writer, Mr. Severide. I'm never sure I could write anything. Look. If you would think as things through to the bitter end, there isn't much to say. As far as human affairs are concerned. There isn't a thought that I can express in 200 words. And you can't earn a living writing 200 words.
Mr. Hoffer, everybody has a kind of a sort of mechanical process in which one arrives at his ideas. Does manual labor start something going in your mind, leave your mind free to think abstractly?
How do I think some of the most crucial ideas I had in February came to me while I was working. And you know what a glorious feeling it is. Here you work, you talk with your partner, and in the back of your head you compose sentences. That's when life is glorious. You have two sides of your head, you know. Oh, the feeling that nothing you could surpass the glory, you know, of being able all day long to compose sentence by sentence, and then you come home in the evening, and before you even wash your hands, you sit down, and it's all there. The glory. I guess. When I said, I just tell him, you know, I can't think of anything more exciting than going to bed with a half-finished paragraph. It's true. Imagine, you take a half-finished paragraph, you go to bed with it, and in the morning, can you think of anything more salubrious, more helpful, more glorious to sit up in your bed and the first thing to think about is the other half of the paragraph? Your day is made!
We're good for
ourselves. Oh. And you know, in my case, again, didn't practically literate, you know, I actually never, I had the only way I learned to write is by seeing how other people write, you know, I feel whenever I read, this is my chief preoccupation, how did he do it, I'm still learning, I'm never sure I know how to write, and you know, when I wrote this, when I finished this little book, they kept off our time, I sent it to my new editor. A very bright person. But you know, and he mixed the quality with quantity, and he sent me a letter with the hope that couldn't we thicken it a little bit, I mean, add something, make it a little bigger. I didn't get there. I wrote my letter, dear Mr. McRae. I said, the book has 6 chapters. Each chapter has at least 1 original idea. So you have 6 original ideas. Each chapter has at least 2 good sentences. Add it up, you have 6 original ideas, 12 good sentences. Now, when I find a book, even a 1,000 pages, 6 that has 6 original ideas, 12 good sentences, I celebrate for a month.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. Right now, as I'm getting older, how hard to find anything that will catch me. If I get just 1 little sentence in my book, I'll remember to take the book to them. Then, bye-bye.
How do your friends on the waterfront really look at you, knowing you write for
them? Oh, every longshoreman knows that if he tried hard enough, he could write like me. Everybody would. How often have I been told by longshoremen that if they did what I do, which is that the moment there is no work, you have your nose in printed matter. They could write, too.
Now, when I was young and used to work in gangs and teams and one thing another, the idea that I was a kind of a kid writer, newspaper man, a pseudo-intellectual or something, that used to create a certain alienation.
But I am one of them. They know that I am one of them. I am really average. If you want to know how the average government is going to vote on anything, you ask me. They're going to vote exactly the way I'm going to vote. Not because I'm probably like them, because I'm one of them. I just happen to be in person. What's wrong with that? I think you could be a Michelangelo and still be a plain working. what I am, and they know that no matter how many books I write, I'm still one of them. All my reactions, there's never been a feeling of separation. They know that I don't want to go anywhere, that if I had the choice of all the teaching, I would never change, I would never go anywhere.
I can't understand how you can make the two sides of your nature life operates. You work with these people, you can sit down, drink a beer with them, you're just like them, they take you as one of them. On the other hand, you're seeing them in a different way.
Well, you assume that these people are all the same.
Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bet.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going
to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We're gonna pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace Bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay,
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it bound? We should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y? I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. He's there and he's Jesus, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet.
When the call comes up.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Tariff raise.
Try, Michael, when you think of it, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?